Exploring genetics from the Shalana. Discover the history of genetics from the seat of a tram. Simona Slezakova. Introduction. The word Shalana means tram in the Brno dialect. And the trail Exploring Genetics from the Shalana will take you around places associated with the development, teaching, and promotion of the science of heredity genetics after 1900, the foundations of which were laid in Brno by Gregor Johann Mendel back in 1865. Find out about the biologists who were the proponents and opponents of genetics, and while on the trail, take part, at least for a while, in genetic conferences and lectures. You will see museums devoted to Mendel, scientific workplaces, sculptures, and commemorative plaques, which have not only local but also worldwide significance for the history of genetics. The trail takes around 4 hours to complete. Augustinian tomb, the last resting place of G.J. Mendel. Johann Mendel was born in 1822 in Hinchitze. He studied in Lipnik nad Bečvo, in Opava, and in Olomouc, but spent most of his life in Brno. It was here that he joined the Augustinian order in 1843, where he took the name of Gregor, and is buried amongst the brothers from the order in the central cemetery. From 1856 to 1863, Mendel performed his experiments with peas in the garden of the Augustinian Abbey in Stare Brno, and studied the regularity with which the individual pea traits were passed on to subsequent generations. Mendel presented the conclusions of his experiments in 1865 at two meetings of the Natural History Society, and a year later published them under the title Versuche über Pflanzenhybriden, Experiments in Plant Hybridization, in the Proceedings of the Natural History Society. Although his work was sent out to scholarly societies and prominent scientists, it did not attract significant attention. After being elected abbot in 1868, Mendel interrupted his research due to lack of time. Attention was not drawn to Mendel's work until 1900, when the natural scientists Karl Korenz, Hugo de Vries, and Erich von Tiermark reached similar conclusions as Mendel, independently of one another. Mendel's experiments were based on crossing pea plants that differed in a specific trait. When focusing on the colors of the seeds, Mendel crossed plants with green seeds with plants that produced yellow seeds and recorded the color of the seeds that appeared in the next generation. From the results of his experiments, Mendel concluded the existence of hereditary factors carrying the studied traits, and that those traits have various forms. A combination of those forms in the organism then results in a set of observable traits that are known as a phenotype. Nowadays, these hereditary factors are called genes, and their various forms are known as alleles. Our previously described gene determining the seed color has two alleles, an allele for yellow and an allele for green. As there are two copies of each gene in the organism, it therefore contains either two identical alleles or two different alleles of that gene. If an allele overrides the effect of a different allele, despite the presence of its one copy, it is referred to as dominant. The opposite is a recessive allele, which only shows its effect if the individual has two copies of the same allele. Alleles randomly separate during the formation of reproductive cells, gametes, and consequently, gametes contain only one copy of each gene. When female gametes and male gametes merge during fertilization, the number of copies of the gene is restored. However, the alleles of different genes combine independently during the formation of reproductive cells.